Good morning. There's a place not far from the Temple Mount in Jerusalem where there's a garden. And the garden is filled with new trees and flowers and ancient trees, some olive trees that date back 1,500 to 2,000 years. And in that garden, there are birds flitting about and squirrels and all kinds of other creatures that have made their home. It's a place of quietness and rest. And since the Crusader time, it's been kept by volunteers from England and Scotland and Ireland who've looked after it. And if you look up on the top of the hill, there's a little space, a cave, and some other outcroppings. And it looks a little bit like a skull. And it could be Golgotha, or the place where Jesus had been crucified. Down below and on the other side, there is running water, a creek and a spring. And that water has run since before memory. You can hear that little rustling, just like you might hear the fountain out in our garden, sort of in the background. And down below, hewn deep within the rock, is a tomb. A tomb that they've dated back to before Jesus' time that might be the tomb that he was buried in. Whether it is or not is not so critical in that it's just like one that would have been there. And everything around lets people to believe that there might have been a wine press or an olive press or other things operating in this area because of the running water and the other buildings that they found. And so it could have been Joseph of Arimathea's place. And if you look inside the tomb, it's simple. It's carved out, and it's been a place where people have been placed for centuries. When you enter, it's small. You have to bend down and guard your head because you'll pass through several feet of stone. You ever hit your head on a cave? It's not a good idea. And inside, there's some old Crusader paintings and other pieces, and you can see this kind of holy place. So can you hear the birds? Can you hear the wind pushing through the leaves of the trees? Maybe you can smell the flowers. Maybe you can hear that water running. That's what Mary heard. That's what the women who gathered on that day when they were looking for the person that they had followed, that's what they would hear. Those are the smells that they would have smelled. Those are the sounds that might have been happening. How often do we go to a tomb in our life? You know, that kind of dark place? A place where we want to bury things away. This week, we've heard lots of sermons during Holy Week, and on Thursday, part of the theme was that all of us are fighting a battle in our life. Everyone has something different that they're facing, but to remember that everyone around us is struggling through their own life in their own way, it's a tomb of sorts. On Friday, we heard of the story of Jesus' crucifixion, of his time when he is condemned for our sins. And then last night and this morning, we hear the story of the resurrection, the story that invites us to believe that light, life, love has conquered despair, death, and darkness. What if we believe? What if we have faith? What if we really believe that love wins, that God wins, that Jesus has truly triumphed? What if we really believe? Then maybe if we do find ourselves in a tomb, maybe if we do find ourselves in that dark place, we might remember that it can't overcome the light and the love. maybe in those struggles that we find ourselves in, maybe in that time when we're wondering about, maybe in those times when we're lost, we can remember that light. Think of the apostles. Think of Mary and Joanna and Mary, the mother of Jesus. Think of their grief. They were coming to pay respects, and they couldn't find what they came looking for. Peter comes and runs away to tell others of the story. He can't believe it either. And we kind of know the rest of the story. Jesus begins to appear, and the resurrection is apparent. It's that light. It's that love. It's God winning. The apostles ran from that place to tell the story that others might hear. And they tell others, and they tell others, and they believe, and they have faith. And then we hear the story sometime down the line, that we might believe, that we might have faith. But here's the challenge. Wherever you go in your life, you can be that light. You can be that love. You can be faith for someone who's finding the tomb. I think it's a big challenge for us as Christians. It's a big challenge as we think about that, because wouldn't it be easier not to be that? And yet, aren't we called to that? I'll never forget being in that place, in that garden, hearing the sounds and seeing that ancient place. But I know where we live, where we are the light and the life. We are Christ's hands and feet in the world. We can push back poverty. We can push back hunger. We can push back despair. We can be beacons of hope in a broken world if we believe, if we have faith. Go this week. Be that light. Be that love. Be that presence of Christ himself. Now, it's later in the morning. The 8:45, it took two times. With great energy. Are you ready? Alleluia, Christ is risen.
The Lord is risen indeed. Alleluia.
I know, Ben, is that? I think you can do better. Alleluia, Christ is risen. Like you really believe it. Alleluia, Christ is risen. Oh, I messed that up. That's my fault. That's my fault. Alleluia, Christ is risen.
The Lord is risen indeed. Alleluia.
Better. Amen.